Every now and again, guys, in this job, you get to hear some classic music, some music that you will never forget. You get to speak to some wonderful people, and it is amazing. It's the good side of a job like this, and it is really interesting. Over the weekend, Anne and myself were sent a message on Messenger by Helen Milan, Leo Milan's mam here in Yall, and it was absolutely amazing, this piece of music that I'm going to be playing for you in a couple of minutes. It's called Chacha Course. I would seriously recommend that you listen to this song. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the telephone now by one of the members of the band. The band are called Blind Poets, and I'm joined by Tom Jordan, who's one of the members. Tom, good afternoon.
Thank you. Hello, Jerry. How's it going with you?
I'm very good. Thanks for taking the call. You're a busy man working today, are you?
Yeah, I'm working today. Yeah, you might hear some background noise, but I'm loading trucks down in Ringaskiddy today. But
good man. That'll do fine. That's fine. Tom, tell us a bit about yourself. Tom Jordan, you're originally... where did you say you're from originally?
I'm from Carlow. I'm living down in Dunmanway. I came down to Cork nearly 20 years ago, and... I was very drawn to Cork anyway because I loved the music and I knew that there was great music down here. But also because I came down to do a course in Stephan Nafe at that time, and I just got hooked on the whole lifestyle in Cork City. And eventually I sort of drifted out west, so I'm out near Dunmanway now and doing a bit of gardening. And I do work a couple of days, and I keep up the music, and I do a little photography, a little writing, a little of everything.
You're a jack of all trades, all the way from Carlow, living in Dunmanway, and you're on COI here in Yall. Amazing. Tell us about the Blind Poets. You've been together a year and a half, is it?
Yeah, around that long, yeah. Niamh Murphy came to me, and she was doing some recording, and she needed, she was looking for some clarinet, so I did a little recording with her. And then soon after, she started to put this band together, and... we did a balcony TV appearance, and it was really very successful. So we had a nice ambience with one another. We all just got on very well. So since then, now we've been doing a lot more recording, a few gigs, and we've an album on the way. We released an EP there back in April, and I think it's just called Blind Poets. It's a 4-track EP, and then this new release. Is further to that, and then we'll have an album now. In February, I think we're hoping to release the album.
And listening to the band, like, it has that kind of extraordinary, I suppose, personal kind of touch to the music. You play clarinet. What other? I know Leo plays guitar in it. What other instruments are involved?
We have Karen O'Doherty, who plays violin. She's a wonderful violin player from Cork City, from Rochestown, and. She also plays synths, so when we're playing live, like, she'd have a little synthesizer gadget, and with all kinds of weird and wonderful sounds on it. And then Niamh Murphy is the main songwriter, I suppose. We've been doing a little bit of collaborating, but she's a piano player, so she's a lovely piano player. So we'd have her on the piano. So there's piano, violin, clarinet, guitar. Maybe the most of the instruments, but I suppose a lot of the effect of the band is in the voices. So we have five singers. Katie O'Neill sings with us, and she's a gorgeous singer from East Cork as well. She's over there near Ballycotton. And
there's something in the water down here, all right, I think.
There is something in the water, I'd say, yeah. And we have a lovely blend of voices. I think that's what really gives it the...
But I think, you know, as our listeners will find out now when we listen to it, it gives you a sense of uniqueness or you know, you stand out from the crowd, because when you have young people like ye playing instruments like clarinets and violins and pianos, and you're not forcing yourself. It's such an easy blend of music.
Yeah, it's easy to sound nice when, I guess everybody's very generous. There's nobody trying to take over the show, and that's one thing I really like about it, that everybody is very magnanimous and kind of honest. And I really like that about the band, you know, because there's nobody trying to dominate, and it's just collaborative, and that's very, very exciting to be a part of, you know, and everybody's very creative, so there's a lot to offer.
And before you joined the Blind Poets, when Niamh contacted you, were you gigging somewhere else with another group or what?
I used used to do a bit, yeah. I used to have a session of my own in Cork City for years in the Castle Inn, was doing it for about 7 years, and that was kind of an open session, anybody could come and join in and all that kind of thing. And I suppose I cut my teeth in that session because I was into music late enough. I started my 20s, so I was very late starting compared to a lot of people, so I needed to kind of learn my instruments and things like that, you know, I had a lot to learn, so it was a great safe space for me, the Castle Inn. And then after that, yeah, I used to play with Malcolm Urquhart, and yeah, I used to play with a few other people, with Jake Kalilek and Leo. I used to do a little few gigs in Fintan, Mulville, so a few of the local lads that would be around the place and this and that. And Laura McCarthy, now she's a songwriter from over in Macroom. I do a bit of work with her up and down, and she won the folk festival songwriting competition a couple of years back there now with a lovely song called Cronin's Plough. So there's a few local artists that I'd be sort of involved with, but other than that, you know, I'd be kind of busy with other things as well. So,
but isn't it great to have a specific genre of music that you know you like, and obviously, clearly, you can be successful in it? You know, because I've said it before, music unites all souls and creeds, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah. And for me, it's a great catharsis and a source of joy. You know, it just makes everything all right. You know, if you're worried about a thing and you sing an old ditty to yourself, it can cheer you up entirely.
Oh, 100%. And for not you, the performer alone, but for the people who are being entertained, it's a great escape, and more people need to do it, yeah?
Well, it's always a help, yeah. And I guess we can't have musicians or we can't have bands without listeners. And they're an essential part of the whole ingredient mix. Definitely. And like on the subject of that, if I could, I'd love to mention that we have a gig coming up in Youghal on the 7th of September. We're going to be playing in the St. Mary's Collegiate Church, and we're very much looking forward to that. And I think Bobby Lee is going to come in with the Roots Project, so we're going to have some of the local Youghal musicians joining us, and it should be a very special evening. So that's the 7th of September for any of your listeners that might be interested.
Well, we'll be finding that with interest as well. And I know there are a few others. We won't name them now for obvious reasons, but there are a few other possibilities between now and then. The 7th of September and the Collegiate. I mean, like the Collegiate, the sound in there, the acoustics are absolutely amazing. It should be some gig, I'd say.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that one. Yeah.
And of course, Bobby Lee is no stranger to plucking a few strings either.
Gosh, no, Bobby is handy out, like, you know, he's a brilliant guitar player, a beautiful musician, and a lovely man as well, like, you know.
Tell me a bit more about Leo Milan, because I know there's no one listening down here in Youghal. When they hear about Leo Milan, no one has any interest. Is he as gifted as they say he is, or is he better?
It's hard to know. It depends on the mood he's in, you know.
Stop now, his mother is listening, stop.
Oh no, he's an exceptional guitar player. But I think what's really great about him is not the fact that he can bamboozle people with the guitar, but he's a very sensitive performer. He's a sensitive singer, a songwriter.
Well, I know Leo now a while, and I know his mam since I began here years ago. And the thing about Leo, I notice he leads from the back. He does the backroom stuff. He plays the guitar. He gels the bands together. He's a very slow man to take interviews or to take the limelight. Is that how you describe him?
Yeah, he's very modest. He's very modest, and he's very down to earth. But he is an exceptional talent, and I think everybody is rooting for him to, you know, continue in the way that he's going, and to really fulfil all the potential that he shows, because he's a wonderful young fella, like, and everybody is very fond of him. So.
Oh, absolutely. He's well liked around here, and as are all his family. Tell me about Church or Course. Who inspired it? How did it happen? Did Niamh write it on her own, or did she get some help?
I'm pretty sure she wrote it on her own, yeah. Niamh is an exceptional songwriter herself, and so she comes with these things fully formed occasionally, and this was one of those. It's just a beautiful song. I think I remember her saying it came to her in a dream, and I'm not certain now as far as the details go after that, but it is definitely a Niamh Murphy composition, so there's no doubting it there.
When I heard it first, and my partner and myself, we listened to it, and it has that distinct sound of Clonid or Enya or Like, it's frightening the way the similarity would be drawn, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess it might be a timeless element that I think that a lot of Niamh's songs have. She's a songwriter who seems to have a real gift for melody, and her melodies have this ability that they just knock you down. Like, you know, they're just amazing melodies, and she has a number of songs. Like I'd say a dozen songs of that ilk, of that nature, of this very original beauty that really sort of stop you in your tracks and make you take note.
When you brought this one out and when you put it out in the public, did you envisage that it would go so much, like that it would become so popular?
No, not particularly. As far as I mean, I wouldn't have any anticipation in terms of, you know, when things go public, sometimes they disappear and sometimes they float. You don't know how it's going to work out, you know. So I don't try to second guess what's going to happen as far as things go. But if people like it, then that's really wonderful, you know.
How many times a night do you meet up and practice? And like, where can we see before September?
We try to practice at least once a week. It's difficult because everybody's very busy, but we try to do that at least once a week. And we usually meet up in some or other's house or something like that. But we have, we do occasional gigs insofar as we can. And so as it happens, I think this Saturday now we will be appearing as part of the Kinsale Arts Festival. We'll be down in Prim's Bookshop in Kinsale, which is, you know, Simon Prim. He's a son of Alan Prim, I think.
That's right, yeah.
Prim's in Yall. And so they have a beautiful bookshop there in Kinsale. And I think it's Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, we'll be in there, along with a number of other different groups. I think it's part of the arts festival. There's going to be music basically all day, by the sounds of it. And I'm not certain of the time we're appearing, but we'll be there. And
we can follow you on Facebook and everything in there, can't we?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page and there's an Instagram page and all these kind of things. And I'm not that well up with that stuff myself. I don't use any of them, but they're all there anyway, as far as I'm kept in awareness.
Okay, and you're kept in the loop. Listen, thanks for taking the call. I know you took it at short notice. Niamh was supposed to be taking it, but unfortunately she had a personal matter that she had to attend to. And we wish all well there to Niamh as well, if she's listening. Thanks for taking the call, and we'll speak to you again soon, yeah?
Thank you very much, Jerry. It's a pleasure. Lovely job. Enjoy the afternoon. Thank you very much.
And we're going to play out now with the interview. We're going to play out the interview now with the song that is going to be on everyone's lips after I play it. I know when McGoldrick played it this morning on his show. This is Chart Your Course. It is written and produced by Niamh Murphy and members of the Blind Poets. And Tom, the best of luck going forward. I'm looking forward to seeing you when you're down here, all right?
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
Cheers, Tom. What a lovely guy there. He's busy, took the call at short notice, busy working, but agreed to take the call. Lads, just sit back, relax, and enjoy this. It is absolutely amazing.
Leave the land you're leaving me. close my eyes and wonder where you are.
That song is just a song that will certainly grow on you. It is called Charter Course. It's written by Niamh Murphy, from a member of the Blind Poets. It was written by Niamh. Tom was saying there he thinks that it came out of a dream. And when you listen to the song, you have to think, oh my God, it is wonderful. I particularly like it. I hope you liked it. It is The Blind Poets. The song is called Charter Course. And I would strongly recommend you listen to it and listen to it. And it helps you relax.